Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, good afternoon. We had another eventful day for the futures market in the beef markets. The August feeders down $2.17 at 177.12. So they continue their slide. September's even lower, down 275 here. Looks like they're going to be about just under 180. The November's down 260. November down 260. Or October down 260. November down 260. January 235 lower, 184.70. The corn markets were higher. We'll talk about it in a minute, but a little bit drier forecast could cause the corn and beans to go up, and that's just creating this little bit of a bloodbath here in the feeders. This is the lowest level going back to about a week or so. You know, just a week or so, we were about 180. We went up to 185 on the September. So we had a $5 rally. Now we've given back about $5. Still about the moving averages. They're about 179. The 20-day moving average is 179. So a little bit more to go before we find support. If you keep in mind, back in May, we were about 167. So we had a really still $13 off the low from about 3 months ago on the feeder cattle. The live cattle were also weaker today. We were down about 87 in August at 136.82. The October's down 105 at 142.30. December live's down 67 at 147.95. The hogs today 10 to 40 points lower. So not a real big sell-off.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
A great day for grain futures across the board on drier forecast. The first week of August is called to be drier and warmer up in the Midwest, creating a little bit of a concern and threatening crop conditions for the corn and beans. And this time of year, that's the typical thing, is the weather market. You also add in weather plus Ukraine, plus Turkey broker deal, plus Russia still bombing Odessa port, and all this goes on and on and on and on. And then you add in tomorrow, we've got the interest rate decision out of the Federal Reserve. They're expecting a 75 basis point increase for the second time in a row. That's another big increase. And you just throw all that into the mix, calls for these volatile markets. And currently, we're up about 17 in corn, up over 40 to 43 or 4 cents in the bean market. So they're just rocking right along. September, Kansas City up 35. Stock market today down 140. One thing I've noticed is that interest rates, longer-term interest rates, have actually been coming down quite a bit, despite what we expect the Federal Reserve to do tomorrow. Now, long-term interest rate, like the 30-year bonds, are not directly correlated, such as like the Fed funds futures and then the Euro-dollar futures. But longer-term interest rates have actually been coming down, despite what the short-term ones are doing. So I don't know what that means long-term, but that's an interesting note.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.